Good evening. Welcome to the March 14th meeting of the City Council. At this time, I would take a motion to come out of executive session.
I so move.
Point of order. I think the intent is to go back. So should the motion be to temporarily come out or?
That would be appropriate. Yes, sir.
So the motion should be to temporarily come out of executive session because we plan on going back in after the council meeting.
Right. So the motion on the floor is to temporarily come out of executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, all in favor? Thank you. Welcome to the March 14th meeting of the City Council. I'm going to go a little bit out of order and do the guidelines later. I'm going to do the invocation and pledge first. It is with heavy heart and a profound sadness that I ask for a moment of silence tonight before our prayer to remember a member of our City Hall family. Mr. David Sizemore, he works with Public Service Department. David lost his six-year-old son, Aiden, in a car accident last week. And the funeral arrangements are to be announced, but our thoughts and prayers are obviously with Mr. Sizemore and his family. And so I'm going to say the invocation tonight, but I ask that we stand and let's take a moment of silence before we pray. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this designated time that we come together to take care of the business of this city. And Father, as one of our own in our city has this loss, we feel it with a heavy heart. We just ask that you would be with this family during this time. May they feel our prayers and our concerns, and may you comfort them in this time. We ask your blessings upon this city and upon this meeting. As we take care of this, of the business of our city, we pray that it would be to your glory and pleasing in your sight. In your name we ask it and give all the glory. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to ask the chief, if he would, to come up and lead us in our pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, chief. Our guidelines for our meeting tonight. Our meetings are a public forum in which opinions are expressed and the business of the city must be conducted as such. Disciplined, honorable, and professional decorum is paramount. Courteous and respectful communication is expected. During public hearings, all questions and statements from the public shall be directed to the chair. If you wish to speak, raise your hand and I will certainly recognize you. Please approach the podium and state your name and address. In order to allow an opportunity for everyone who wishes to address council, speakers should limit their comments to the subject being discussed. Each speaker will be given 5 minutes to address an issue and may only address an issue once unless questions from council are posed to the speaker. And with that, I will recognize our Mayor Pro Tem, Ebner, for any additions or deletions to the agenda.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I haven't heard of any additions or changes to the agendas. Are there any? Not hearing there, I move that we accept the agenda as stated.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor? And of course, that's unanimous. Thank you. The minutes of our meetings for consideration of the strategic planning session on February 12th and the regular meeting of February 22nd, 2016, and the executive and special meeting of February 29th, 2016, were distributed earlier for everyone's review. Is there a motion for approval?
Move for adoption, Mr. Mayor, of the February 22nd and the February 29th meetings.
All right. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Any discussion?
Just have a question regarding the minutes of the strategic planning. Are we still going to receive a formal document from Ms. Tyson on that meeting?
Yes, I expect that the council will receive the final document hopefully by the end of this week.
Okay.
Good question. Any other comments or questions? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of the approval of the minutes? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Under presentations, this is a presentation and request from the Cumbie Center to assist abused persons for permission to place teal ribbons on the light poles in downtown Aiken. And I think this is what we have a proclamation for. Okay, absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Susan Selden. I'm Executive Director of the Cumbie Center. And as you may know, President Obama has issued a proclamation that April is recognized as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And this month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts everyone in our community. Just some of the alarming statistics that we know of is that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lives. And child sexual abuse prevention has to be a priority for us, because the reality is that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience a sexual assault before age 18. So we want to recognize this in our community and make this a priority for everyone and bring awareness to this. We want to support the survivors and bring out education that will prevent this from happening to other people. And one way we want to do this is to bring awareness by putting the teal ribbons downtown on Lawrence Street and Richland Avenue for the whole month of April. So we ask permission on behalf of the Cumbie Center to do that.
Okay. Do we require a motion for that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay. And Susan, we have a proclamation that we've all signed as well, and I'm going to ask Councilwoman Price at this time if she would to read it, and then we'd like to come down and present it to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That proclamation reads, Susan, whereas across the country, victims, survivors, and advocates recognize April as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month to call attention to the fact that rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment are widespread and impacts everyone, and whereas sexual assault is an intolerable violent crime that impacts our families, our homes, communities, schools, and workplaces on a daily basis, and whereas statistics show 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lives, that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience a sexual assault before the age of 18 years old, that youth ages 12 to 17 are 2.5 times as likely to be victims of rape or sexual assault, and on campus, that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men are sexually assaulted during their time in college. And whereas we must work together to educate our community about sexual violence and prevention, supporting survivors, and speaking out against harmful attitudes and actions. And whereas, when we widely and actively get involved, we can prevent sexual violence by increasing education awareness and community involvement to create a safer environment for all. Now, therefore, I, Rick Osman, Mayor of the City of Aiken, and City Council, do hereby proclaim the month of April as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, and urge all citizens of Aiken to take cognizance of this observance and take action to prevent sexual violence. This is signed by Rick Osmond, our mayor, and Steve Homoki, Dick Dewar, Philip Mary, Leslie Price, Reggie Ebner, and Gail Biggs.
Probably everyone in this room is filing to receive service.
But this woman is a young person.
On behalf of all of us,
and if anything,
thank you for what you did involved. Okay. This opportunity to bring you in.
Moving on to old business. Number one is discussion of appointees to various city boards, commissions, and committees. I don't think there were any appointees for consideration. Are there any appointments to be made for consideration for our next meeting?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to appoint Melanie Atanashi, or Akne, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, to the Energy Environmental Commission, and I will have her completed application by the next meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Dewar. Any other names for consideration for our next meeting? All right, thank you. Under old business number two, this is second reading and public hearing of an ordinance amending section 12-52 of the city Aiken license ordinance to adapt the new NAICS codes. Is there a motion?
I so move.
Thank you, Councilwoman Biggs. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Councilman Meary. Appreciate that. Comment from staff.
Mr. Mayor, over the past few years, the Municipal Association of South Carolina has emphasized the need for all municipalities to update their business license ordinance to use the most current rate class schedule based on the North American Industry Classification System. Each year, the Municipal Association compiles a list of all of the rate class changes and distributes it to each municipality, encouraging them to update their ordinance every 3 years to keep current. The City of Aiken hasn't updated its ordinance since 2005, the first year we started using the classification system. There have been three updates since then. The goal is making the changes is to be revenue neutral. On February 9th of this year, the Mayor's appointed Finance and Administration Committee met, and Ms. Abney, our Finance Director, reviewed with them some proposed options to update our business license ordinance using the current rate class schedule based on the NAICS. After review, the Finance and Administration Committee is recommending that the Council amend the business license ordinance to eliminate the cap and the declining rate charge for gross receipts over $1 million and also decrease the base rate for each type of license by $5. This option would negatively affect at least a number of business license holders, as well as decrease the initial license fee for any new businesses. This option would also allow us to remain revenue neutral after the update. City Council approved this ordinance on first reading on February 22nd. For City Council consideration, a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the business license ordinance to update the ordinance to use the current rate schedule based on the NAICS system. This amendment would also include eliminating the cap and the declining rate for gross receipts over $1 million and also decrease the base rate for each type license by $5. And we do have our finance director and Mr. Campbell here, our business license manager, to answer any questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you. Before we do that, are there any comments from the audience? Okay. Any comments or questions from council?
Only to say, to emphasize that the goal of this is to be revenue neutral, and I commend the finance staff for their efforts at making it so. As I understand it, most businesses are going down in class, but there's, I think, three categories that are going up. It's impossible to do this in an absolutely perfect way, but I think we've done it the best way that we can, and removing the $5 from each license holder is a nominal amount, but again, it's to make sure that it's revenue neutral. So my thanks to the staff for their work in this endeavor.
Any other comments? I'd just like to echo the Councilman Dewar's appreciation for staff on working through this, giving us a good product. And also I'd like to commend the committee, Councilman Dewar, that you chair, did a good job bringing that forward, and appreciate that progress. All right. All those in favor? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving down to old business number three. This is a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance amending the zoning of real estate located at 449 Rutland Drive from residential single family to planned institutional, and to approve a concept plan. Is there a motion?
I so move.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diggs. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Councilwoman Price, appreciate that. Comments from staff?
Mr. Mayor, the Aiken County Public School District is requesting the rezoning of the site of Aiken High School, located at 449 Rutland Drive, from residential single-family to planned institutional. The request is to rezone 49.67-acre site from the redevelopment of Aiken High School. The planned institutional zone provides location for schools, churches, and other institutional uses. The planned institutional zone requires a concept plan approved by the City Council after Planning Commission review, which may address site layout, building design, tree protection and buffers, and other issues to assure compatibility with surrounding uses. The Planning Commission reviewed the rezoning request and the concept plan from the redevelopment of the Aiken High School at their February 9th meeting. After review, the Planning Commission unanimously recommended the rezoning request to plan institutional and approval of the concept plan for the redevelopment of Aiken High School. City Council approved this ordinance on first reading at the February 22nd meeting. For City Council consideration, a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to rezone 49.67 acres located at 449 Rutland Drive, the site of the Aiken High School, from residential single family to planned institutional, and to approve the concept plan for the redevelopment of the school. Mr. Mayor, I do recognize in the audience that we have distinguished members of the school district, as well as staff and their team of experts to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Flynn. Are there any comments from the audience? Hearing none, are there any comments or questions from council? All those in favor? And that passes unanimously. I would like to thank our representative from our school district for being here tonight. Appreciate you being here, Sean. Moving down to new business. Number one is approval of a resolution authorizing the purchase of real estate from the Aiken County Board of Education. Is there a motion?
I so move.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
Councilman Edner. Comments from staff?
Mr. Mayor, well over a year ago, the City of Aiken approached the Aiken County School Board about purchasing their 5.5-acre tract at the intersection of Morgan Street and Edgefield Avenue, currently used as their maintenance facility. After considerable consideration, the school board decided against a sale of the property to us, as they had originally planned to use it to upgrade the site for their continued maintenance facility. But late last year, Mr. Biedenbaugh and I contacted and held a series of meetings with our new superintendent and his staff about this potential purchase once again. The as-is purchase of this property would enable us to place an appropriately sized senior youth facility at Eustis Park as part of the CPST program, and would expand Eustis Park from 9 acres to over 14 acres. The superintendent agreed to reconsider the acquisition and has been extraordinarily helpful to us on this matter. After receiving two appraisals, the agreed-upon price is $425,000, with the source of funds being the Eustis Park Center Youth Center line item from CPST2. Our proposed agreement allows us to withdraw our offer if the pending Phase 2 environmental report shows too much concern. We had had, at the time of writing of this memo, preliminary results from the testing company indicating that major mitigation was not necessary. We have additional information to present to you this evening that further confirms that fact. So for council consideration is approval of a resolution authorizing the purchase of real estate from the Aiken County Board of Education. And before I finish, I need to reiterate a point that I already made, and that is we would not be here tonight if it was not for School Superintendent Sean Alford, Deputy Superintendent who's in attendance this evening, Sean Foster, and the wonderful members of the Aiken County School Board, who sincerely have made every effort to try to partner with us in something that I think makes extraordinary sense for us. It's one thing to go ahead and build the Eustis Park Community slash Senior Center, which we are going to do. But we also want to make sure we do it right. And the additional acquisition of land makes extraordinary sense. And I know that the former council felt the same way. And so we urge your consideration this evening, and Mr. Biedenbow is able at this time, if it's appropriate, Mr. Mayor, to give you an update on the environmental analysis that we just received today.
Certainly. Mr. Biedenbow.
We did receive the a preliminary environmental phase two, the phase one recommended a phase two, and the borings around the property, and the is mostly good news. The groundwater is much deeper than expected, about 37 feet below the initial water table. And also, there's been low-level impacts from petroleum products. That was a concern with it being a maintenance facility since the 1990s, having that the presence of petroleum products. So it's very low level, so that's good. Also, the one thing is there will need to be some abatement of pesticides. The high concentration due to pesticide storage. Also, the buildings have, of course, given their age, dating from the 50s, there will be some asbestos and lead paint mitigation. They have to be bagged up and disposed of properly.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, I don't think there's any questions right now. Thank you. Any comments from the audience? All right. Any comments or questions from council?
Yes. Comment, I don't know if it's for the city attorney or not, on page 119, where it says conveyances and deliverables at closing. I guess, Mr. City Attorney, I would think that all the easements and covenants would come forth sometime before the July 1st closing. Since this property has been developed well over 100 years, there's bound to be something hidden somewhere that could cause a problem. And I would think we shouldn't wait till July 1st for that to show up.
No, once the contract of sale is approved, then we'll get in the process of surveying the title, doing a title search to see what the title says. You know, as long as everything's clean, you know, and looking that way, then the closing would proceed. We'll actually probably close before July the 1st, as long as the title is clear, which we expect it to be.
Okay. And that the concern would be if there's some easements from roads from
correct
eons ago.
Right.
I don't think there's any guy wires over on this particular property, but I think it's important to look in history, and then if you need to write something in there, we have found nothing, and
yes,
like a quick claim deed or something.
Yes, we'll be handling all that for the city.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Edner. Any other comments?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Okay.
All right, two appraisals. How much for appraisals? Is the same ones we referred to in the past?
Yes.
Okay. And
both of them justify the okay acquisition price.
And it was this 5.5 acres, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what the father says. Okay. All right.
Councilman Fass?
I just wanted to echo again what our city manager stated about Dr. Foster and Dr. Alford. We've waited a long time for this to happen, close to 10 years, and it's long overdue. You have moved very promptly, very expeditiously to try to resolve this and the acquisition of this property. And we cannot thank you enough. I know that the community will be very grateful to have this senior youth facility, and there are all kinds of plans to make sure that park area is one that will be a showplace not only just for the city of Aiken, but people coming in from Aiken County as well to enjoy this area. So I personally thank you for your aggressiveness in pulling this off so quickly. Thank you.
I've got one question for Stuart.
Stuart, I have one question for you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
We seem to have had a like a concept plan where we were designing the senior and youth center, and we were concerned about the parking. Now, is this going to alleviate that problem, or is that concept plan going to change the location of the center?
I think the concept plan is potentially could be changed based on, you know, initially, of course, that was a big concern because we were trying to fit it on 9 acres, and by moving it closer to Morgan will give us a lot more options. But I do know, based on, the exterior appearance, that was just sort of a mock-up, and that can be revisited.
Okay, so parking is going to be taken care of, basically.
Yes, yeah, I mean, this will accommodate, because, of course, with the 14 acres, we want to be able to make it a one holistic parcel. And one thing, too, to keep in mind is with the acquisition of this, you may remember when we had the 9 acres, we had the Land Water Conservation Fund issue where we got the grant in the 1970s for recreation improvements, and that was kind of a bureaucratic headache to, you know, we would have had to have found replacement land. This will eliminate a lot of that as well, or eliminate that having to go that route.
Thank you, Councilman Moki.
Thank you, Stuart. Comment on the once we do this and we get the environmental and all paid for, the concept plan will have to be redone because the demolition and everything is going to use up $600,000 to $700,000 probably of the funding, because what we'd authorize is $4.3 million to build that before. Now you're going to be down to about $3.8 or $3.6 million. So this will need to start over.
We are aware that it may not be starting over, but we are aware that the square footage of that facility may be impacted with the dollars that we have.
Yeah, and there were things not in there before, like the parking and stuff. So this time we'll be able to do I'm going to use the word, a much better rendering of what we were thinking of doing.
Very good. All right, any other comments? All those in favor? And that's unanimous. Number two under new business. This is a first reading of an ordinance approving a development agreement with Nehemiah Community Revitalization Corporation and Second Baptist Community Development Corporation to develop property on Abbeville Avenue. We'll read it by title. This is an ordinance authorizing the City of Aiken to enter into a development agreement with Nehemiah Community Revitalization Corporation and Second Baptist Community Development Corporation. Is there a motion?
I so move.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Second. Thank you. Comments from staff?
Mr. Mayor, our staff has been working with the Nehemiah Community Revitalization Corporation and the Second Baptist Community Development Corporation on a potential housing project that involves four properties on the 500 block of Abbeville Avenue Northwest. Staff and our partners from Nehemiah and Second Baptist propose reinvesting the proceeds from the sale of the Neighborhood Improvement Program properties in Crosland Park and Edgewood by purchasing the four Abbeville Avenue properties. The city would sample the structures for asbestos and lead-based paint, perform necessary abatement, raise the existing structures, and then donate the property to Nehemiah and the Second Baptist for development of four workforce or market-rate owner-occupied housing units, with the target market being residents making 80 to 120% of the median income for the Aiken area. The project would fit in our goal of providing attainable owner-occupied housing in our downtown. For City Council approval is first reading of an ordinance authorizing the City of Aiken to enter into a development agreement with Nehemiah Community Revitalization Corporation and Second Baptist Community Development Corporation. And I would point out to the Council that our staff, Emery Langston, is here, as well as representatives of the Nehemiah Community Revitalization Corporation and the Second Baptist Community Development Corporation.
Thank you, Mr. Clem. Any comments from our audience? Any comments or questions from council?
I would just like to say I think this is a good partnership. I think that, I know that Second Baptist and Nehemiah has proved over and over again that when it comes to affordable housing, they are the masters of the game, and everything that they've touched so far has been successful and added value to the communities that they are situate. So I just thank you and wish you much success with this new project.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
I just have a couple of questions to make sure I understand it. Are we taking all of the $112,780 that we received from Second Baptist for that grant?
Emory Lewis. Okay. I'm going to ask Emory.
Here comes the expert.
Come on.
To answer your question, yes, sir.
So we're taking all of that $112,000, and we're using that $112,000 to buy four lots.
It would be for the acquisition of the properties, it would be for the environmental testing, and it would be to raise the structures.
Let me go one at a time, okay?
I'm sorry.
We're going to buy the four lots.
Yeah, with the structures on them, yes, sir.
With the $112,000. And above and beyond that, the city is going to provide closing costs. We're going to demolish any existing abandoned homes on the properties, and we're going to grass the four parcels. Does that mean we're going to put grass on the houses after they're built?
No, sir. We would stabilize the properties. We would just stabilize the ground once the structures have been raised.
For erosion.
Okay. And then the... we're going to arrange for necessary funding for carrying out activities to demolish and so forth.
Yes, sir.
That obviously is not part of the $112,000.
Yes, sir.
So what is the estimate of the added cost to the city, and where does that money come from?
Exhibit A in the council packet kind of breaks down the costs that we're anticipating.
Page 132. Okay.
In the back.
And as you'll see on that exhibit, there's the purchase price. And how we came up with that purchase price is those were broker evaluations that we had done, just like with the NIP properties, we had to have broker evaluations done for our properties in Crossland and Edgewood. So, and then this is attached. These four properties are clustered with three other properties that are part of our NIP program.
Okay.
So the purchase price is based on the broker evaluation that came in. So that's okay. a pretty hard price. Then the cost for the broker evaluation, that's a hard price as well. The estimated environmental sampling cost, that's an estimated cost. What we did with that was the properties that we had sampled in Crossland, I took all of the properties in Crossland and the one in Edgewood, those properties that we have, and I came up with an average cost. So that is an estimated cost that we would be looking at for the sampling. We anticipate that cost will be slightly lower simply because the structures that we're looking at on Abbeville are older structures. They're stick built. They were built in the 20s and the 30s and not the 50s. So we're thinking that the asbestos will not be as prevalent as it is in the Crossland structures. The next figure is the estimated average for abatement and monitoring. We had cost analysis done on the figures that we did in Crossland, and I took the high and the low on those and averaged those together. And again, that is an estimated cost, but that is how we came up with that. We are anticipating that it's going to be slightly high. The demolition cost, I asked Mike Goss and our engineering and utilities what the average cost for the city to take down a home with demolition, our demolition program that we have, and so that cost was $7,900. So that's where the costs come in.
Okay. Would it not be fair to say that given when the houses in Crossland Park were built, do we need to spend money to find out that there's asbestos in them? I mean, can't we just assume that there is? I mean, I think that would be a fair assumption.
Well, I wish that was the case. Per the grant that we are working with, it is a requirement of the grant that the environmental sampling is done. They're very specific about how they want it done, and there's a chain of command that has to, a chain of ownership for the documents it has to go through, and then we actually have to go and get cost estimates to make sure that the prices that we're getting are in line. So it's a grant requirement.
And then who builds the houses once all of this preparation work has been done?
For these properties, once all of that's been done, then we would donate the property to Nehemiah and Second Baptist, and then they would the property would be theirs to develop.
Okay, and would these houses that are being built by the Development Corporation generate tax revenue to the city?
Yes, sir.
Or are they not subject to tax?
Yes, sir, they would be subject to tax.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. And I just want to say, too, Mr. Ramsour and Nehemiah, the Nehemiah representative, that I think the biggest advantage you have with this project is they're all on the same street. So that's going to make a huge difference.
A couple of questions. I assume you looked at the properties just across Hampton from that in Kershaw. We're either on 9 or 13 lots right off of Kershaw and between Sumter. And some of those are contiguous, and we own those already, and there's nothing on them. Did y'all look at these as a possibilities also?
When we the unique opportunity that we have with these properties is when we applied for this grant back over a year ago, we brought in our partners for the grant, and they identified, Nehemiah identified the properties on Abbeville. Our unique opportunity here is that it's some clustered development all in one shot, one owner. So this is kind of a jump off of the grant that we started. This kind of came after the fact.
On that one block, there's only one house left of the 7 or 8 lots available. I was just curious if you even looked at the Kershaw area.
We did look at the Kershaw area, but we were also trying to figure out the best option for our partners and needed their input as well. And from what I understand from Columbia, that there will be another round of funds coming in 2018.
Okay. The other thing of concern on page 129, there's something about if the property isn't developed in 4 years, it would come back to the city. There's a 4-year clause under recitals, item number 4. It says the city is willing to provide funding for acquisition of properties, closing costs, demolition of the existing abandoned homes and the property, and grassing of the 4 parcels. If Nehemiah and SBCDC agree to develop the properties in accordance with paragraph 2 within 4 years. That implies the land would come back to the city, which I don't know that we really needed that. And I guess I'd have to ask the city attorney, is that, or maybe that's part of the grant that we have to take the land back.
This agreement right here is between, this does not have to do with the grant, so.
But I guess we have plenty of property in the city. The land is going to be grassed and everything, couldn't it? You know, it may be 10 years to develop it when it's still got grass growing on it.
This agreement does not obligate the city to take the property back, if that's what you're concerned about.
That was my concern.
I understand the thought, but this doesn't require the city to write a check to anybody or pay money or take the deed back for the title to the property.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just add that when we retained Mr. Clem as our city manager, one of the first things that he did was to do an inventory of all the properties that one of the many first things Mr. Clem did was to do an inventory of all the properties that we owned in the city. And as a result of that, over 300 parcels, pieces of property, it was deemed what the city owned. And that includes parks and many other things. But in terms of property, we own over 100 pieces of property. And some of them were homes that are boarded up. And Mr. Clem's mission is to get these homes on the tax roll as fast as he can. And certainly, we see an example of this with Nehemiah's involvement. In addition to that, we have other real estate folks that want to come to the table to have some discussion as well. So certainly, this is a priority of our city manager. He doesn't want over 100 pieces of property sitting, not providing any revenue to us, and this is a great beginning. I look forward to seeing this project completed, just as Nehemiah has done DuPont, a landing, which was a very successful project, and some others in this town as well. So I think this will be a showpiece for this street, especially when you mentioned Emory, the cluster. But I do want to commend publicly, Mr. Clem, the great job that Emory is doing. She's doing a great job in terms of working with our developers, Carlson Park, and many other areas of this town. So thank you, Emory, for your hard work.
And in extending your remarks, Councilwoman Price, we hope at our Wednesday meeting to identify three or four additional pieces of property that the city can aggressively pursue sale of to get them back on the tax rolls. And I would commend Stuart Biedenbo for the outstanding job he's doing to help us to get that done.
Thank you, Emory. Appreciate it.
There's no raise with that, not Emory.
All right, all those in favor? First one. And that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving down to number three under new business, this is a first reading of an ordinance to approve a lease of space on the York Street Water Tower to Verizon Wireless of the East LP. Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilwoman Price. Is there a second?
Second.
Right. Councilman Duard. Comments from staff?
Mr. Mayor, we have been contacted by representatives of Verizon Wireless to lease space for cell phone antennae installation on the water tank at York Street and South Boundary. They've also requested to lease a parcel of land for the installation of an equipment building and easement for ingress and egress 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, on Forder motor vehicle, including trucks, and for the installation and maintenance of utility wires, poles, cable, fiber, conduits, and pipe over, under, or along a 10-foot wide easement extending from the nearest public right-of-way, York Street Southeast, to the land space. They are proposing an annual lease of $24,000 with payments made monthly for each month of the proposed five-year term. The agreement will automatically be extended for four additional five-year terms unless the lessee terminates it at the end of the then current term by giving the city written notice of the intent to terminate at least 6 months prior to the end of the current term. The annual rental will increase on the fifth anniversary of the commencement date and on each anniversary thereafter, such that the annual rental shall equal 103% of the annual rental paid immediately preceding such anniversary. Now, Engineering and Utilities Director George Grinton and Finance Director Kim Abney have reviewed this proposal, and the Design Review Board has issued a certificate of appropriateness for the building. For council consideration on first reading is an ordinance approving a new cell tower lease with Verizon Wireless for use of the water tower at York Street and South Boundary. And Mr. Mayor, I am aware that we have a representative from Verizon who is here to answer any questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Clem. Is there any comments from the audience, first of all? No comments from the audience. Comments or questions from council at this time? If you'd like to make a comment, you're welcome to, but good decision. All those in favor of first reading? And that passes unanimous. Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight. Moving down to number four under new business, this is a recommendation from the Accommodations Tax Committee for funding request. Is there a presentation or?
I don't know if there's anybody here.
Jessica's
okay.
Moving forward.
Mr. Mayor, at their February 23rd and 25th meeting, the Accommodations Tax Committee met and discussed additional funds available for the Accommodation Tax Funds and they have recommended the following schedule for your consideration, and we have representatives here from the committee and our PRT director.
I apologize. Peggy Penland, our chair, is not here at the moment. Regina Brackett is a committee member for accommodations tax, and if have any questions, she'll be happy.
Welcome to the committee. You get to present it.
Sarah, could you put this page up on the screen for our audience?
Now, I know that these are very competitive, and there are various entities that are hoping for levels of funding, but I do know that the committee has painstakingly gone through the requests and spent a lot of time reviewing these and make the following recommendations to you.
I just have two questions. Number one, I'm not familiar with Aiken to Ride. What is that?
Aiken to Ride is a bike event.
Okay.
That brings relatively a small number of people into the area. And I'm looking for, you'll please forgive me, it's been almost a month since we went through these. But they do bring a small number of people into the area, and I'm trying to remember.
But that's fine. I mean, it's a bicycle event.
It's a bicycle event.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes.
And to Jessica, I guess primarily, we're still monitoring to make sure that we track the number of outside visitors that come to the community for each of these activities?
Correct. There is a survey that's required for each of these organizations to the committee that tracks heads of this.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? We can read through them. I don't know if everyone's had, they have them in their packet. I don't know if it's necessary to necessarily.
Will this deplete all the funds?
We do have a contingency of $25,000 held back.
Okay.
Is the total collected down? Is that why? Because I was just kind of looking at the requested and the allocated, and it seems like a lot of people have taken a severe hit. A lot of organizations have taken
Correct.
A severe
hit. We awarded close to $250,000 for fiscal year 14-15, and this year we had $202,000, and we had five new applications. So, yes, sir, the funding is down.
Funding is down and applications were up, correct?
Right. Applications were up, and we did have additional income in a prior year that we were able to award that we don't have this year.
But that might happen later on in the year.
Possibly. We'll know in July.
I'm just reading through it. A total of $202,000 is proposed to be distributed through this. Any other questions from council? Any comments from the staff or from the audience?
I have a quick question. I'm sorry. The promotion of downtown Aiken through Aiken Downtown Development, they have like a package of promotion and marketing that they had used to justify the $30,000.
They do. They have to submit documentation for that.
Okay, and so the $15,000 is that some reduced level that still allows them to do X, Y, and Z, or is that just sort of chopping it in half?
Our hope when we're looking through this is that we're not cutting their feet out from under them. I think that's what you're asking. Or are we kind of eliminating?
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking that.
Anything?
Well, I'm thinking that there might be. You know, three or four things that they expect to accomplish for $30,000. And if we give them an arbitrary number, they may not be able to accomplish, it may not be a number that really corresponds with any of those tasks or any two of those tasks or anything like that. I was wondering if that number is arbitrary.
Couldn't we make some funds available to them through the hospitality tax?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear everything you said.
I said, didn't we make some funds available to the Aiken Downtown Development Association through the hospitality tax last year?
I don't think we've allocated it, but it was in the proposal.
Right. We did that last year.
It was in the proposal.
Right.
And then,
right.
Yeah.
But every applicant gives you a form. I know I did it when we did the Highland Games. They give you a form proposing what they're going to do with, in this case, the $30,000 that they need. And so when you look at how much they get, you take that into consideration.
We take that into consideration, and we also take into consideration from their surveys the biggest bang for the buck. So what the city is actually getting out of each dollar that we give them.
I got to tell you, I don't see a lot of survey forms that are being filled out, so just...
Well, we do that, and we also take into consideration what the hotels and the restaurants say that they're doing as far as revenue for those weekends, too.
And then do you also look at any kind of website updates? I think last year was mentioned.
We do. We do some back-end research on things like that.
All right. Is there a motion to accept?
I so move, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Even though we've already had it, is there any more discussion among council?
Well, I have one more question.
Sure.
And I think I remember this from last year, but just on the chance that I'm wrong, have these recommendations already been made known to the applicants?
Yes.
Okay. So they knew that if they wanted to make any further case, they could have been here tonight?
Correct. They were emailed out the day that the committee met and made the recommendation, and they were made aware of tonight's meeting.
Okay. All right. Very well.
And I'll say, I mean, I know I was contacted by at least one of these who questioned it.
I didn't get any contact.
I called the committee members and asked because I was interested also.
Good. Good.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of approving? Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Regina. Appreciate your
thank you.
Hard work. Great job presenting when you didn't know it, too. Yeah, we're going to...
Can I just make one comment? Often I get constituent calls asking that I mention something at council, and once again, this going to make a member of council quite happy because I've been asked to compliment Dexter Price for his work in on the north side, the extraordinary efforts that he's been making to get the folks interested in cleaning up their community and getting involved in their community. He got some publicity in the paper, and one of my constituents read that and said, listen, you need to publicly recognize him for the efforts that he's undertaking on behalf of the community. So,
you're here. I agree. Yeah. Every time I see him, he's in an intense conversation about getting something done.
Yeah. He's out there.
And on Saturday, he was and on Saturday, he and some of his group members were actually in the Edgewood community. So he's busy.
Yes, he is.
There's actually an interview on Channel 4 with Dexter and John McMichael this one. Leslie, I don't know if you knew that or not.
Somebody sent that to me when I was in Washington on Saturday.
She's got so many sons to keep up with.
It's a good program also. I agree. And, you know, on the Dexter's actually getting community members to come together. Gail and I were out there a couple of weeks ago in Crosland Park picking up trash with the community.
3 hours.
And it was it was a good event. Change happens from within, and I think Dexter and his group with the Northside Improvement Partnership recognize that. So I appreciate you commending them and certainly do also. With trash, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about that. I would use this example to please encourage people. When you're walking down the street, if you see a piece of trash on the sidewalk, what do you say, Gil?
Pick it up.
Let's make a difference on our own. In fact, we were talking with staff today about possibly working with Ed Giobbe, who's heading up the county initiative for litter. You know, we're all in the county, and we all want our environment clean, so we're going to be working for that. We are going to step into an executive session.
One final comment. Speaking of talkback, the city public library took a hit today, and I need to let folks know it's the county public library. We don't have a library. It's easy enough to be a target, but it's not our library.
If we start crying, every time somebody makes those mistakes.
All right, I'm going to take control of this one right now before we get into it. March 28th is our next city council meeting. Starting this Saturday, we enter into the Aiken Triple Crown. I think spring, whether officially or not, was certainly announced today. It wasn't a fantastic day. So hope everyone will get out and enjoy the Triple Crown and celebrate the equestrian community that Aiken is so rich in. With that, I would take a motion to move into executive session.
You can just say for the reasons that were previously mentioned on the record.
Okay, we will take a motion to go back into executive session for the reasons that were previously mentioned. Is there a motion?
Second.
All right. Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Find out who can attend the planning commission from.
I need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, and that's unanimous. I'll take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
We have a motion from Councilman Mary. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Have a second. All in favor, stand up.
Good one.
You're right. You're driving back?
Yeah. I'm sorry.